Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 22. Coming up, inflation projected to fall below 4-6% target, increased foreign exchange trading among authorized dealers at Cambios, and Education Minister calls for private sector support for ramps in schools program. The news in detail after the break.
This Labor Day, May 23, let's join hands and hearts in harmony to make Jamaica a better place for all of us. Ramp it up. Help build ramps in our schools and health centers to make them more accessible. Fix it up. Clean up, repair, and beautify our schools and health centers. Register your projects now at gis.gov.jm or email labourday@mcges.gov.jm. Call 978-7654 for details. Labor Day 2018. Ramp it up. Fix it up. Our schools, our health centers, our responsibility.
Fix it up, you know. Now the news. The Bank of Jamaica BOJ is projecting that inflation will fall slightly below the lower end of the bank's 4-6% target over the next three quarters. BOJ Governor Brian Winter says the latest figures from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica indicate that as at April 2018, headline inflation was lower than the target at 3.2%. The April outturn is also lower than the 3.9% recorded at March 2018 and the 5.2% at December 2017. Governor Winter says the slowing of inflation was mainly due to the sharper-than-anticipated decline in agricultural prices since January this year and an unusually sharp decline in electricity costs in April.
Given these numbers, the bank's projected path for inflation over the next fiscal year is slightly lower than the one presented in February. The projected path now incorporates the impact of the decline in agricultural food prices that has occurred, but it also includes the impact of the upturn in crude oil prices that we've been seeing since July last year.
Governor Winter was speaking at a report press conference to present the BOJ's quarterly monetary policy on Monday. In the meantime, Bank of Jamaica BOJ Governor Brian Winter says the foreign exchange market has adjusted well to the introduction of buy operations under the bank's foreign exchange intervention tool BFIXIT. BFIXIT is a rules-based competitive multiple price mechanism used by the BOJ to buy from and sell to authorized foreign exchange dealers at Cambios. The central bank started competitive buy auctions on April 11.
The market is displaying increased foreign currency volumes with more trading being observed among the authorized dealers and Cambios.
In the competitive buying auction, the bank buys foreign exchange first from bidders who offer to sell at the lowest price. Selling operations under BFIXIT started in 2017. Under that arrangement, the bank sells foreign exchange first to bidders who offer to buy at the highest price. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid is calling for the support of Corporate Jamaica to expand the government's Ramps in Schools program. The ministry is seeking assistance to match its $50 million allocation to equip public schools with wheelchair ramps.
We are committing $1.5 million per school to install ramps for this year. A budget of $50 million has been earmarked from our ministry, and we're looking forward to Corporate Jamaica to complement that with their $50 million. So we are eyeing 130 schools this year.
Minister Reid was bringing greetings at the National Workers' Week and Labor Day Thanksgiving church service in Portmore, St. Catherine on Sunday. He adds that of the island's 971 public infant primary and high schools, 127 primary and 33 high schools currently facilitate wheelchair access by ramps. Meanwhile, telecommunications company Digicel has already contributed $1 million to the Ramps in Schools project. And the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is calling on micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME operators to engage more in business continuity management and disaster risk reduction. Principal Director in the MSME Division, Oral Shaw, says MSMEs account for 70-85% of investments in the private sector, and many of them do not actively plan for natural disasters. He adds that if adequate preparations are not made for businesses to survive after natural disasters, some national development goals will not be achieved. The MSME Division in the Industry Ministry is collecting data that will assist in creating policy measures needed to make MSMEs more disaster resilient. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.